Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch, and you can find me on my website, risingmoonastrology.com, and my Facebook page, Rising Moon Astrology. On the website, you'll find some resources and information about how to schedule a reading with me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. The full moon in June is known as the strawberry moon. It's summer, and the living should be easy. Except this year's full moon in June, in the sign of Capricorn, with the moon conjunct Saturn, and both Saturn and Mars retrograde, does not feel so much like a summer vacation. The mood is more somber, the times reflecting the sky. And so we will find ourselves turning to the past, both personal, ancestral, also possibly the deep past, as we figure out what needs to be healed and what comes next. Capricorn arrives at 12:52 a.m. on Thursday, June 28th, which means the moon will look most full on Wednesday, June 27th, in any of the time zones close to my own Eastern U.S. time. In fact, time zones west of me will welcome this full moon on Wednesday night. Capricorn is a Sirius sign, and this is a Sirius full moon. Traditionally, June brings the strawberry moon, but this year's moon might taste more bitter than sweet. A glance at the chart shows why. The moon is conjunct Saturn, who rules this full moon because he rules Capricorn. The moon at 6 degrees 28 minutes is beginning to pull away from Saturn at 5 degrees 48. But they are less than a degree apart, so we still feel Saturn's weight. If Saturn were direct, this could at least be a full moon for getting stuff done. Instead, he is retrograde. We are likely to experience limits and barriers instead of a push to get her done. Remember, full moons shine a bright light on something. Here, what gets lit up are places we feel blocked. We all have goals. We also have obligations. Maybe our list is something we feel good about. Maybe it's something we would prefer just go away. Probably it's some of both. Whatever. Some things just need to get done. Sometimes we can't. External roadblocks, unexpected barriers, internal resistance. stuff we can't quite put our fingers on. Somehow, things don't happen. This full moon can highlight some of the reasons we feel held down, grounded due to mechanical difficulties, or just bad weather. There is another important reason we're confronting limits right now. On June 26th, at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Mars stations retrograde. This once-every-2-years event stops the planet of action in his tracks, sends him back over some important ground, and finally lets him move forward again. This time, Mars is retrograde in Aquarius, which is the other sign Saturn ruled before Uranus was discovered. He is also sitting right near the south node of the moon, a place of letting go of the past. He will cross over this point twice before his retrograde is finished. What does this mean? This full moon will bring us into the past, a territory we will travel through during the months ahead. This might be our personal past. It could be family history or ancestral past. It might include material from a past so deep we don't understand why it's come up at all. But here it is. We in America and in other new countries have a complex, contradictory, and often uneasy relationship with the past. Throughout the Americas, only indigenous peoples are native here. The rest of us are all immigrants. This is problematic at a time in history when nation-states want to emphasize borders and foster a nativism that is more about defining who is allowed to stay than recognizing who is truly native. We can become politically and socially aware and active. Behind that, we choose whether to ignore or explore where we've come from, who our people are, and what strengths and challenges are hidden in our ancestral lines. There are many ways to explore ancestry and lineage. There are bloodline ancestors, exploring genealogy and DNA. We can study the history and mythology of the countries our ancestors came from. We can also look to other kinds of lineages, spiritual, creative, or personal. Some of us practice in traditions that keep lineages alive and well recorded. If ours does not, we can create a lineage for ourselves. Who have been our key teachers? Who has nurtured and inspired us? Who protected and taught us? This is an excellent time for actively exploring our past. What stories have we brought forward? What memories do we keep? Of course, not all of the past is comfortable. Sometimes the past needs to be healed. Sometimes soul can be reclaimed. Chiron, the wounded healer, is loosely squaring this full moon. He turns retrograde July 5th and is also moving very slowly in the sky, preparing to turn back, to slip into Pisces once again before committing fully to his journey through Aries. Chiron shows where the past has wounded us, and in this time of Mars traversing the South Node, the wounding we feel might come from a very deep past indeed. We might also experience more direct aspects of our past. Mars retrograde on the South Node can bring people from the past back into our lives. Or we might find ourselves remembering, revisiting, reaching out, or traveling. If difficult aspects of the past come up, view them as opportunities for healing. Sometimes that healing can take the form of mending, in which old disagreements can be laid to rest, old hurts forgiven, and relationships rebuilt. Sometimes, healing takes the form of finally making peace with something or someone and being able to move on. Perhaps other recent transits have already brought up things from your past to the point where you are ready to say no more. If this is where you are, focus on reclaiming. All ancestral traditions offer beauty and strength. If your family history has been traumatic, reach farther back. Choose a part of your ancestry that holds interest for you and explore it. One message of this full moon is that we are. We are. We exist in this place, this time, this body. The moon and Saturn are both in the first decan of Capricorn, the first 10 degrees. Austin Coppock links this decan to the experience of being fully embodied, being grounded in the most positive way. The sun sits in the first decan of Cancer, which also relates to the experience of being embodied, but in a feminine way. One key image for this decan is the pregnant mother holding within her womb the child to come. A reminder that we too are ancestors. Body-centered practices are supported at this full moon and beyond. Meditation, movement, and body work help keep us grounded in this physical world. Good self-care can move beyond keeping ourselves going to become active self-love. This is another path of healing. The mood may be somber, but the light of the full moon is bright in the sky, showing the way. Jupiter has been near the moon this past week, easily visible in the night sky, when not masked by rain clouds. During his retrograde, Mars moves closer to Earth than he's been since 2003, bright, red, and ready to be seen. We are not left in the dark. There is a star sitting with the moon and Saturn at this full moon, Caius Borealis, the northern bow in the constellation Sagittarius. We remember here that the signs of the seasonal zodiac no longer match the constellations in the sky. And this is a choice, not an error. This star at the top of the centaur's bow is associated with success through effort. It is also associated with being mentally active and having a sense of justice. Sometimes life is serious. Sometimes we need to buckle down and make an effort, even when nothing seems to be moving. At times like these, we look to where the light is. We follow the spark that lights the way. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a fruitful, productive, well-grounded full moon in Capricorn that leads you to important perspectives and encourages you to take good care of yourself. You can find me on iTunes, where I invite you to like, subscribe, and review. There are some wonderful reviews of the podcast up there already, and I thank everyone so much who has left one. I'm also posting now on Instagram at Rising Moon Astrology. Thank you so much for listening.